When the Wedding Dress Doesn't Feel Quite Right by Alison Moyer Smith of Emotionally Engaged. It's an oldie, but a goodie. This essay from the New York Times, Say No to the Dress by Joanna Hershen. Her tale of having the ultimate aspirational wedding dress. Picture this. These are quotes. The seventh floor at Bergdorf Goodman. Picture the bridal specialist clutching her clipboard. Picture several Russian seamstresses with pins in their mouths. Picture the mother, mine and me, young, happy, tense. I'm in the dress. It was lovely and elegant and expensive. I was rightfully grateful to have a mother who could not only afford to take me wedding dress shopping at Bergdorf Goodman, but who actually loved every minute of it. I wanted to make her happy. Aha, how's that for a beginning of this essay? But the bride herself, this is Allison talking, was drawn to another style of dress altogether. Quote, my eyes had wandered towards something more bohemian, less voluminous. But in terms of big purchases, in terms of fashion, I listened to my mother. End quote. Yet during the many subsequent fittings, the lovely and elegant and expensive dress didn't feel quite right. Quote, this dress, which cost about as much money as I'd made in the last year as a writer, had flattered my waist and, at least temporarily, made me feel like dancing. But I couldn't see it anymore. End quote. The many months between the initial purchase of the dress when she was financially dependent on her parents as an actress and writer, and the final fitting 2 weeks before the wedding, where she had just sold her novel for a lot of money, changed things for Joanna. Among them, her feelings about herself and her feelings about her wedding dress. Quote, I took off the dress that we'd chosen, my mother and I, when my life had worked looked one way. End quote. And she tried on another dress, a 1930s fantasy, silky and backless. Quote, I felt the silk fall over my body like a sheet of cool water. I realized my life looked another way now. I also realized that the dress was a perfect fit. Wow, my mother said. End quote. Even her mom knew the second dress was the right dress and didn't put up a fuss with the switch, because the second dress more accurately reflected and represented who her daughter was and was becoming. Have you had an experience like this during your engagement when something you ordered or committed to at the very beginning of your engagement doesn't feel quite right at your wedding as your wedding approaches? Did it feel off because something about you has changed in the intervening months? What is it that's changed in you? What's changed in your relationship to yourself and others? These are interesting questions to ponder. So before canceling that order that you made months ago, slow down, grab your journal. Think about why this dress, that ceremony poem, that over-the-top party doesn't qu feel quite right. Is it something that's changed within you? If you discover the why, you may not need to make an expensive change. You could get right with the previously okay venue, knowing that you're undergoing a period of rapid personal growth during your engagement. And though it may not be the perfect fit, it's good enough. It works because you are evolving. But what's interesting is how much and in what ways you're growing. Take a moment, reflect. Be proud. Enjoy that.